go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 701.
Today we deal with part two of JB's questions about collaborations. This is continuing from a series started yesterday. This will be the second of two parts. So if you want full context, pop back an episode. Today, JB says,
when working on a collaborative project, if one realized that the project doesn't work out as planned, or does not provide what one expected, money, connection, inspiration, etc., or if another better opportunity comes along, or life priorities and time limits change unexpectedly, what would be the best way to cancel or slip out of the project without burning everything to the ground? And how do you figure that you really need to let go of a collaboration project, or are you just procrastinating because it wasn't your idea?
Okay, so the first lesson is never start a project that you're not completely bought into. I know it sounds trivial, but it really does make a difference for exactly this reason. To my way of thinking, the situation you've got yourself into here, the question comes down to ethics and integrity. What have you promised? Are the grounds on which you promised them constant? What are you contracted for? And what was the deal? Relationships, business relationships especially, are bilateral. There are some relationships in life, like your relationship with your children, family obligations, acts of paying it forward to other people, charity, things like that, where the relationship is not two-sided and never really will be. It's supposed to be one-sided. They're the things we do to keep civilization going. Most other relationships are two-sided. It takes two to tango, and reciprocity is important. Reciprocity doesn't always have to be figured on a dollar-for-dollar basis, but an exchange of values is foundational to relationships. You get married to somebody, you are promising them that you're into it for everything, and they're into it, and they're promising you that they're into it for everything. When you break that deal, there is a point beyond which you're not really obligated to keep it anymore. It's not a one-sided covenant with God. It is a deal between people, a mutual protection agreement, a mutual growth agreement. You're sharing a journey. If somebody steps off the journey and won't come back, you can't make it better by doing all their work for them. All you're doing is sacrificing your life for someone who's not interested. Where that breakpoint comes is obviously highly dependent on the nature of the relationship, the character of the people involved, the exigent circumstances, all that sort of stuff. But you have to decide where your breakpoint is. From your description, it sounds like this person came to you with a great idea that they wanted to see made into a book, and you thought it was a cool idea, so you went along with them, and they've basically ran away and let you do all the work. Well, it's not equitable. I've been in situations where I've accidentally wound up co-authoring because someone who I was working with as an editor gave such valuable input that they deserved a co-author credit. So they got it, and they got a share of the project, whatever the project was. There's other circumstances where I've had people try to demand shares of projects that they didn't deserve because they threw me a couple ideas, but ideas aren't copyrightable, and they weren't willing to do the work to make those things into something themselves. But they wanted to claim a share of what I was doing. That's not okay. You need to decide where your personal breakpoint is for this, and then when you hit it, you need to walk away. If it's a relationship that you otherwise want to preserve and the other person has lost interest, you can lose interest gracefully. Let the relationship continue. Let the project become a matter of perpetual, oh, hey, when we get back to this, blah, 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 blah. There's sometimes, even when you're in a contractual situation, that you can't pull it off. Contracts dissolve. I'll give you a good example of when I failed to pull something off. I did a feature film that I still wish I could go back and finish. The feature film, everybody participated in it for a share of the profits. I went to great personal expense. I didn't take money from anyone else, which is a good thing. But the project proved to be more complex than any of us was expecting, and my effects and post-production crew was cobbled together from a bunch of kids I was mentoring at the time. And production took so long that by the time it got to post-production, all the kids had gone off to college. And so even though we had contracts, they would do it in exchange for a share of the profits, if any came, and their parents had signed off on it and everything was in writing, above board, and cool, we weren't able to finish. I continued for 3 years after that on my own time trying to finish the project, but it ultimately proved beyond me, and I had to let it go, which meant I had to let down everybody else. A couple of things came out of that. The contracts were bilateral, meaning, for example, that if I was not able to make the project that we set out to make, I was not allowed to use any of the work of the people involved. So I don't own the image rights to any of the footage we shot, any of the actors, or any of the actors' performances that happened, any of that stuff. I can't use it unless I somehow manage to finish this project someday. So I lose what they gave, just like they lose what I gave. The losses are evenly distributed. And it's sad, but it happens. Sometimes that's the way it goes, and you have to be able to let it go that way, or it will kill your life, and your life isn't worth a project unless it is the only project in your life you really care about. So I would have a really solid think about what your real obligations are and where your ethics are, and then do your best to meet those obligations, to meet those ethics, and then to let it go if it won't work. Because this isn't a covenant. This is just a project. And all contractual relationships, whether written or unwritten, are bilateral. Each party needs to stand to lose something. Each party needs to stand to gain something. The way you describe the situation, it sounds like the other party stands only to gain, and you stand to lose and maybe to gain. That's not equitable, so I'd back out. But that's me. If you've given your word, then you need to decide under which circumstances that word is binding or not, because your word is a really important thing. If, rather than giving your solemn word, you've just said, let's do this, well, then you, in my mind at least, you've got a lot more wiggle room. You can talk to them directly, you can let the thing die quietly. It depends on the nature and quality of your relationship. So I don't have a firm recommendation, but those are some of my thoughts, and I hope they're helpful. Good luck. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.